Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Watch Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here Tuesday afternoon. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. NFL no huddle just a couple of minutes away. I mean, it's mock draft season.
Yeah. No.
Sure it is.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, they're out. They're putting them out. I saw one this morning on The Athletic. I mean, they're out.
Oh, not yet. Not yet. But no, I mean, I was just reading up on guys, mostly edge rushers and everything, yeah, about different players and everything.
So you've been doing it too.
I've been mocking nothing.
You're coming down with a little bit of the fever.
I don't mock nothing. I don't wear mock turtlenecks. I don't do nothing.
You do have one mock turtleneck.
I got a mock. Oh, yeah, that Georgia one.
Yeah, you got one Georgia mock.
It's not high enough to be mocked, though.
It's what a mock is.
No, it's not.
A mock is a little tiny turtleneck.
No, it is.
It's for a little short neck turtle.
But it's right here.
Yeah, it's just a thicker collar.
Yeah, but it's not a mock. A mock goes over the Adam's apple.
No.
For me,
mock,
it does.
Mock's half Adam's apple.
For me, no. Right, mock, my mock goes over my Adam's apple.
Really?
But I got a short neck.
No, you got a pretty long neck. Pretty normal size neck.
Thank you, Andy. I have a question, Bo. Was the last night was Monday. Was Rashlin here in Atlanta?
Sure was.
Okay, because I was curious because they showed 2 Chainz and Quavo. 2 Chainz, I love 2 Chainz at the end, but his son is awesome. Mm-hmm. If you ever want to get to see 2 Chainz boy awesome. With him, he is freaking. He's the coolest cat there is.
And it's also funny because you can tell he's such a huge basketball fan. He's kind of, during the interviews, always like, can we just go back and watch a game, please?
Yeah, man.
Like, this is great. My dad's got a concert coming up. Like, let's promote it and all that. But, like, could we, like, Trey just hit a three, and I'm standing over here. Can we go back and watch?
Yeah.
Because he was in the building, too.
He's real. Did you go last night?
Oh. Yeah. Jay Uso got Quavo to stand on the announce table that Pat McAfee sits at and do the little yeet dance. It looked very dangerous.
Yeet dance?
You just said a bunch of stuff. Yeah. I don't know what it is. I know who Quavo is. And I know what a table is, and I know who Pat McAfee is. Yeah. What else happens?
That's the most important one. So Jey Uso is one of the biggest faces in WWE right now.
Okay.
He was one half of the Usos that were a big tag team. He's Roman Reigns' cousin. So he's got a dance that he comes out to in his engine. It's, you know, he just waves his hands in air, and people love it. And the whole arena is yeeting.
And it's called the Yeet Dance. All right.
It's not officially called that, I don't think, but I can't think of a better name for it.
All right.
Oh, okay.
Now, I like when new dances come out.
All right. The Yeet Dance.
This is very easy, too. Literally, I'm doing it right now.
Yeah, Blue's doing it right now. He actually is. Were you in the house with a belt?
I was not.
Okay.
Were you were in the house, though?
He was there.
Lots of belts in the house.
Why didn't you bring the belt?
Well, so I don't have the belt, Randy. The only champion, the only belt that I have is my fantasy football championship belt.
You didn't win.
Samson has a WWE championship belt.
He has one more than I do.
Yeah, I thought you had one.
I bought one for my daughter back in the day, but I don't have one myself.
Okay.
And what was the thing again about belts and grown-ups?
Now you're going to get everybody mad at me.
No, I'm just trying to remember.
Yeah, everybody mad. I just said no grown man should wear a wrestling belt to a wrestling thing. What I said.
When does Samson have to stop wearing it?
Samson ain't seen that belt in years.
Oh, okay.
He's seen that belt in
years. I just want to know what the cutoff is. Is it 18? Yeah, no, is it 21?
Everybody got mad at me and everything. You know, I was like, fine. Do what you want to do. You want to walk around with that on?
Be my guest.
Now, you said wearing it around the waist. What about slapped over the shoulder?
I said, that's fine. And I said, that's fine. I said, it's fine. It's just something about walking around like your ass is really.
Like you want it.
Like you want it. Yeah.
Like you beat someone in wrestling.
Yeah, that's the one thing. But that was years ago when I made that statement.
That's true. You've evolved.
That was years ago when I said that. Okay?
You've gotten so much better at that. Because look, I mean, whatever. You say whatever you want. You're still making fun of grown dudes that wear belts in public. Yeah. Okay. You can say whatever you want. Yeah. But now you're like, you do this thing where you're like, to each their own. Everyone can do whatever they want. But then you have this look on your face. That says, "I wish I saw."
Have you seen the UGA customized belts? I mean, they make them for all colleges, but I could see you in one of those.
No, you can't.
Sure. I can see it right now.
No, hell, you can't.
Georgia mock turtleneck and a championship belt.
No, you can't see me in that.
Good combo.
No, buddy.
All right.
I tell you the funniest thing.
We don't have to. We can do it.
I forgot where the hell we were. Me and Donna were so. I can't remember where we were. We're somewhere. No, we were together I can't remember where we were at. And that dude had the Georgia belt. He had the Georgia belt with the national championship, but it was like the tweed belt.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was like those knit belts.
Those are
expensive.
I didn't realize how expensive them things were, because I looked it up. I wasn't going to buy it myself.
Yeah.
Like, that's a damn Louis Vuitton belt.
No, I know. I've looked at
it. I can go get me a Louis Vuitton belt.
They make all kinds of different ones. They've got Husky ones. Yeah. They've got all kinds of different designs. Yeah. And I was like, that'd be kind of cool to have, to golf in or whatever. I looked at those things are like $200.
Yeah, man.
So I didn't get one.
Yeah, I was like, I can go get me a damn Louis. Because I think about the Louis, it's all about the belt buckle showing.
That's all it is.
Yeah, I've seen dudes have the Louis belt buckle.
With the TJ Maxx belt?
With the regular one. Because
you can put the belt buckle on a different belt?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, dog. You see it all, man. You see it all. Because think about it. All you got to see is the belt buckle.
Wow.
The belt buckle, dog. And the Hermes is the ultimate flexor, because the Hermes, the strap is just a black or brown or whatever strap, but it's the Hermes sign on it. Uh-huh. Come on, man.
Huh.
Yeah.
Wow. That'd be embarrassing if someone called you out on that in public.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Let me see the belt. Don't look at my belt.
Yeah, I don't think so.
That's when you just do the front tuck.
You're sporting the Dickies belt.
As long as you got the front.
You just do the front tuck.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, look, the Louis belt buckle's probably expensive.
Yeah.
Right? No, I don't know how much it is.
You can get that way at the swapping shop.
Oh, it's fake.
Yeah, you can get it at the swapping
shop. Which is fine. I don't care. Wear a fake one.
You can get it at the swapping shop.
Does the belt buckle leave the green mark like the necklace does?
Oh, I don't know.
I guess if you have to kind of.
I don't know.
You can protect with the undershirt.
I'm assuming. I mean, that's still a thing, man. Still a thing. I ain't never heard no man get no love because of the belt buckle.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
No.
I just don't believe in that.
No, I don't either.
No, don't.
There's parts of the Southwest.
You're still in the streets.
Oh, like a rodeo? Like a rodeo.
I think there's parts of the Southwest where that might not be true.
Abe's still out in these streets, so he would know more than me.
Yeah, what kind of belt buckles do you
normally wear? I get all my belt buckle knowledge from my dad. So.
Like I said, Abe been in these streets longer than I have.
When Abe came out to the watch party a couple weekends ago, he was dressed nice. He had some nice jeans on, and he had his long sleeve polo shirt on. Which was good, and he looked like he was ready to talk to some ladies.
Did he?
Mm-hmm. Maybe. I don't know. I didn't see him the whole night. I wasn't watching him the whole time.
Okay.
I was busy hosting a watch party.
Yeah, you were, man.
You know what I mean?
I'm going to leave Abe alone, because I always say about Abe don't want us to know. That's all.
Yeah, that's all it
is. That's all it is.
He's just very private.
Very, very private person.
Uh-huh. He just keeps it all to himself.
Yeah.
All right, we'll get to the back page with Bo coming up at 12:40. Some NFL draft stuff, and probably a lot of NFL no huddle stuff, too, because we only have 4 minutes left to get to it. So we'll do all of that in about 10 minutes from now. Let's get to a brief NFL no huddle. All right, so a bunch of the hires have been made. As far as the head coaching, offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator candidates go, we got to talk to Jeff Ulbrich yesterday, Falcons defensive coordinator. If you missed that interview, I thought it was a pretty good interview, honestly.
Don't we have a good one?
Yeah, I really enjoyed talking to him. You should check out the interview on the internet. Download the Andy and Randy. Also, by the way, we still do the off-the-cuff podcast on a daily basis. You can subscribe to the Andy and Randy podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Odyssey, iTunes, Spotify. You name it. Apple Podcasts. It's all there. Just subscribe to it. The Jeff Ulbrich interview will be there for you, too. The only team that hasn't made the hire yet is the Saints.
Yes.
And they've been interviewing people.
Yes.
I read Mike McCarthy's kind of concerned about the power structure, which we talked about yesterday.
Yeah. Mickey Loomis is going to have to go get a Kellen Moore, Kafka, the dude up in from New York, my man down at the D.C. down in Miami. And not saying they won't be good coaches, so I don't ever want to say that. But right. That's what he's going to have. So, no. If basically what it is people who have choices between jobs won't go there.
Right. No, I mean, yeah. I think it also, it's also a pretty good barometer of what the situation looks like. And it's not just, part of it is the fact that, the general manager is kind of the owner and mm-hmm. is never going to get fired and all that.
Right.
It's also not a good roster with no cap space. No. And
it's a blank show down there.
An aging quarterback, and it's not good. So I think if you're looking at in terms of like, it doesn't necessarily mean the team that makes the first hire is going to immediately be good.
Right.
But it's definitely a good representation of how that situation is viewed. Like the Bears going out and getting Ben Johnson, the hottest candidate on the market the last couple of years, speaks to the fact that people think that the Bears situation is a good one.
Yeah, but
I guess the Patriots had Vrabel first, right. But that's a little bit different. But that situation's good too.
And then there's
the Saints are a blank show.
But Andy,
it's a horrible down.
And they're straddled with Derek Carr's $51 million cap.
Oh, exactly. You got a quarterback who's not good. Yeah. And you have to pay a whole bunch of money to him, unless you want to get rid of him. In which case, your cap situation gets even worse, which is already bad. And
that's why I say, why don't you just hire Rizzy just to let him coach you out of this crap?
Yeah.
Let him coach you out of this crap.
And then we'll see, because, the thing for years was always the salary cap doesn't apply to the Saints.
Yep.
Loomis and all those guys are such wizards to get around it. Turns out, no. They just had.
Okay.
When you have Drew Brees and Sean Payton, you can get away with it.
Don't send me no damn selfie with the belt on, all right? All right, go to hell.
I'll take it.
What the hell? This man, this is my man right here. He just sent me a selfie with the belt on. So basically, you took this last night rubbing the belt like, come on, man. Come on. Yeah. Don't, you should not send another man like look down selfie. All right?
What is a look down selfie?
When you're looking down at your phone, rubbing your damn belly. Don't do that.
What kind of selfie should you send another man?
None. I prefer none. Yeah, I would prefer none. But yeah, let me look.
What's
look
a look down
look
selfie?
Look at that. That's a look down selfie.
Oh,
yeah.
That's not even. That's a video. He took a whole selfie video for you.
Look at you.
Good for him, I suppose. Looks like a nice. Looks like a nice belt.
Yeah. I know the H in Hermes is silent. I don't care. I like saying it.
I never heard of the company.
Yeah,
you're
I like saying
about.
Hermes.
What does their logo look like?
It's like an H.
It's an H.
Yes, I know. I got some kind of class, bro. And I got real ones. So,
that's the ultimate flex.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm unfamiliar with that brand.
Yeah.
Are we sure that's not named after the god Hermes?
I believe it is. I believe it is named
so
after
the
god Hermes.
So the H is not silent.
Oh.
Well, I mean, the god Hermes, you pronounce the H.
What was he the god of? Religion.
Yeah, it's Mercury.
Oh, no, sorry. No.
I did not know that.
No, that's not right. He's the widely considered to be the protector of human heralds, travelers, yes. Thieves, merchants, and orators.
Yeah, he's a bad man.
We're orators, right? Say.
I ain't no orator.
Yeah, we're orating right now.
What the hell are you talking about?
Orating. We're talking. Well, orators.
They say talking.
You're not talking?
You saying we orating.
Yeah. Oratory. Public speaking. You're not speaking to the public right now?
Obviously, I am speaking to the public, Andy.
So then you're orator.
When did you ever use that word before outside of what you just did?
Probably a lot.
Get the hell out of here.
You know me and my words. You never know what word I might say.
Get the hell out of here. Mr. Thesaurus over here.
Mr. Thesaurus. Public speaking, also called oratory.
Duval.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
That's a bad example of public speaking. That man is not an orator.
Oh, my God.
Who knew Liam Cohen was such a dork? We'll let you hear from him next. And honestly, we're going to let you hear that. Like, these quotes about GM changes and all that are great. We got to get that clip of Liam Cohen trying to say Duval.
Oh,
okay.
God.
That's what we're going to talk about next. Dorks. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show. Andy and Randy with... Is it his birthday today?
Yeah, 49.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's great. Big 5-0 coming up next year. I would imagine he... I bet Rick Ross is the guy that throws a pretty big birthday party.
I'm assuming that it's probably big.
Yeah.
A lot of that black bottle stuff.
Yeah. He might even be like a whole birthday weekend kind of guy.
No. You know no doubt about it. No, there's no doubt in my mind. I'm just glad January is over because now, oh, hell, it starts in February because it's my birthday month. No, you have a birthday in the month. But, you know.
Who are you talking to?
Anybody.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Yeah, well, the birthday month.
Well, but for the January birthdays, like.
It's more people than
it's still their birthday
month.
You
know, it's crazy. I didn't realize this because obviously my son Bash's birthday is January 15th. That there's so many people that are friends and family, Bo's kids, that have January birthday.
My mom.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was like, damn, everybody's birthday. Because we have our family group text and everything and like new in-laws. Like damn. Because we were all summer babies. So most of my family, we're all like May through August, most mm-hmm. of us. And then you got some outliers. But then as cousins go and my kids grow, everybody's all over the place now.
Do you ever do the math on your birthday and like what was going on 9 months before you were born? Like, because my kids are both born in the summer.
Right.
During the fall.
Right.
Football season.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of backtrack it to like, oh, yeah. I remember Washington beat Michigan State.
Oh.
And then Lily was born. Or actually, that was Jack's. That was Dan. Washington beat Michigan State. Penix threw for like 400.
Really?
And Jack was born.
You remember all that?
Yeah. Well, then me, I'm like, well, I'm born. All right, middle of I might have been a New Year's Eve celebration.
Oh,
that might have been what was going on for me.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, it's like
I see what you're saying.
You know, like what were they up to? You know, I'm mid September. Maybe they were ringing in the New Year.
Maybe I don't know.
I don't know.
My mom, she was almost playing basketball with me in her belly.
Right. So there you go. It's funny to think about the things that they might have been up to.
Yeah.
All right, we'll get to the back page with Bo coming up in about 15 minutes from right now. So here's the other thing that happens with the new coach hires or new signings or whatever with new teams. Like, certain teams have certain traditions, right? Like, if you become the head coach of, the LSU football team, a lot of people that root for LSU have, like, an accent.
Right.
So maybe you go down there and pretend to have one.
Right.
Like Brian Kelly, and then everyone makes fun of you. The Jacksonville Jaguars are located in Duval County.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And their big thing is they say that.
Yes.
They say it really loudly all the time. So Liam Cohen got hired by the Jags and decided to get in on the fun. And he wanted to say the phrase, and this is what
Duval.
It sounded like.
What the hell are you doing?
Hang on. Let me shut up and let it really breathe on its own.
What
here it
is. What are you doing?
Duval.
Like,
you put the emphasis on the wrong part.
I don't understand.
The emphasis is on the do.
I'm here with my family.
Oh my God.
He put it on the ball.
Because the thing about it is like, I used to love, like,
Duval.
Like, when Jacksonville, when Fred T and all of them were there, we used to play all the time.
Yeah.
And like, we would sometimes come out the same tunnel, and that's where they would be in the back. And you would hear Big Baby and Big Hand, Duval.
You did it really good.
You know, and you would hear that, you'd be like, okay, they coming to get some. And then you got this guy.
Duval.
And I really, you know, not to, because that is funny and that sounds ridiculous. It really is funnier with the video.
It's
like
funnier
when you see him, because he looks, you know, how he sounds in that video.
But yeah, he's the new head coach. We know about some shadiness, what might have happened, what didn't happen. He is the new head coach down there in Jacksonville, and that's all that matters. And I saw a couple of videos from it, Trevor Lawrence, and everybody was there, just like in Vegas where he had Crosby and guys like that. Marshawn shows up in the background, Raiders!
That's awesome.
And everything like that. But yeah, I mean, I've always. And I'll ask you this. Like, how important is it for a coach to have a good opening presser?
It is not important at all. Now, if you're asking me, Andy Bunker, the 40-year-old radio host.
Yes.
If you're asking Andy Bunker, the 25-year-old sports fanatic, vital.
Vital.
You got to win the press conference.
Right.
But no, we have recent history that shows obviously it doesn't matter. Just think about Nick Sirianni.
Yeah.
He couldn't even complete
He was so
sentence.
Nervous.
He was so nervous, and we're like, dang, is he going to be able to whatever? Like, ultimately, it doesn't matter. Like, what you do, and we say this all the time, like, you can make things worse in press conferences if, you know, you're dismissive or if you're rude or whatever. Like, you can't make things better in a press conference.
Right.
If your team lost the game and you come out and explain why, you still lost the game. You can't fix it there. Now, this is not about wins and losses because it's an introductory press conference. I remember, who was it that got hired here not too long ago? And people were raving about the press conference. I think it was Kirk Cousins when he got signed.
Oh, yeah.
Remember? It was like, oh, dude, that guy won the press conference.
Right.
And then, you know, he's not going to be a Falcon next year.
Yeah.
So ultimately, it doesn't matter. What matters is what happens on the field. But Dan Campbell, same thing.
Yeah.
Everyone's making fun of Dan Campbell.
But the thing with Dan was, I know that it didn't surprise me that he said that.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
I was like, oh, okay.
Well, because here's, I guess, why it matters. Because you knew Dan Campbell. This is most people's first time getting exposed to this person.
Right.
I never heard Liam Cohen talk
ever
before.
Ever in life.
Now I think he's a dork.
Yeah.
You know what
I
mean?
But he might be a brilliant head
coach. He might be. If he wins 15 games.
Oh.
If he goes to playoffs so next year, then my opinion of him being a dork or not matters little.
Right. But, I mean, that's what I was asking about. When you get caught up in the coach talk, anytime, the coach talk. And I'm just, me being around that as long as I was and everything like that, and now covering it, I have the same thought process that I have then. All right.
Cool.
Yeah, all right.
Some people are better at it than others.
Yeah, they are. And that doesn't mean he's a better football coach or anything like that. Nope. But, we're having fun and making fun of that. But, I mean, this is the one thing, your initial reaction. Like Pete was just being Pete. Pete came down there looking like Uncle Pete. Had his quarter zip with a jersey. Had no tie, nothing.
I don't think Pete Carroll's ever had a bad press conference.
Yeah.
But he's had bad teams.
Yeah,
you exactly. know, like he's had bad games.
We're gonna save the word. We're gonna compete. We're gonna do all this stuff. Yeah. Everything. Blah blah. This is not a rebuild. You ain't got no damn quarterback, Pete.
It's a rebuild.
You don't have a quarterback, Pete.
It's a rebuild. You know? I understand you got to say that.
Yeah.
You know, your timeline and all that kind of stuff. Even in Seattle, it was a rebuild. I mean, they tore it down, built it back up, didn't really get flying until they got the quarterback. Now, they got the sixth overall pick. That mock draft I looked at this morning had Shadur falling to him at six.
Yeah.
That would speed things up if he's good, obviously, if he's not any good.
And then like the first, and you never know because we got all, you got so much evaluation. I'm talking about NFL teams right now. We're the Senior Bowl's on TV right now. And then we were talking about pass rushers. There's a kid from Marshall. He hit 18 sacks. And I was like, well, let me read up on this guy. And then, you know, I trust Daniel Jeremiah. Mm-hmm. I trust him me and too. Everything. I read up on his thing. And like, they're looking at it from standpoint of how long are his arms? Can the dude play?
Right.
You know?
Right.
He doesn't have long arms. But can he play?
Right.
You know, I think that's always the most important thing more than measurables. Can he play? Now, sometimes the measurables do matter. I'm never going to dismiss them.
But as long as you're like in the general ballpark, you're probably going to be okay.
Yeah, exactly.
You probably can't have arms my length.
Right.
You're probably going to be in trouble.
You're probably in trouble.
Okay? But if you run the 40 the way I run it, you're probably going to be in trouble. But as long as you're in the mix and you had 17 damn sacks last year at Marshall, you're doing something right.
Yeah.
I know that's not the highest level, but it's still impressive. We're not going to play the clip, but we can just read some of the names. And then it's the perfect sample size because it's exactly how long Terry Fontenot has been the general manager of the Falcons.
Read it to me.
This is ultimately what matters for all these guys we're talking about that are new coaches on teams, because the reason they're new coaches is because the last guy got fired because the team wasn't good
enough.
The reason Jeff Ulbrich is the new defensive coordinator in Atlanta is because the last guy got fired because the team wasn't good enough.
Correct.
And if the team's not good enough next year, all these guys are going to get fired,
correct,
including the guy that makes the draft pick.
Correct.
But there was a clip that I saw yesterday from WIP in Philadelphia where they went through the last four drafts,
mm-hmm,
first three rounds, mm-hmm, that the Philadelphia Eagles have made.
Mm-hmm.
And it is pretty remarkable. There's also a trend, right? They're almost all defensive players.
Mm-hmm.
I think they've drafted one quote skill position. I don't like that term. I think all these guys are skill positions, but you know what I mean. They, mm-hmm, drafted one wide receiver, a couple offensive linemen. Quinyon Mitchell, Cooper DeJean,
mm-hmm,
Jalix Hunt.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the three picks from last year.
Mm-hmm.
All those guys are contributing.
Yes.
They're on the, and obviously two of them are starters on a defense that's in the Super Bowl.
Correct.
2 years ago it was Jalen Carter, Nolan Smith, and Tyler Steen. That's, mm-hmm, a defensive lineman, an outside linebacker, and an offensive lineman.
Mm-hmm.
Trenches and defense. Mm-hmm. 3 years ago was Jordan Davis, mm-hmm, Cam Jurgens, and, mm-hmm, N'Kobe Dean.
That's, mm-hmm,
two defensive players and an offensive lineman.
Mm-hmm.
Also, four of those guys went to Georgia.
Correct.
But that's different. That's a different conversation for a different day. And then 4 years ago, it was Devontae Smith, Landon Dickerson, and Milton Williams. Again, one wide receiver, an offensive lineman, and a defensive
lineman.
And
Milton Williams is about to get paid.
Milton Williams had 11 and a half sacks.
He's about to get paid.
Yeah. yeah, I mean, that's, you know, again, that's an extreme end of it,
mm-hmm,
like an extremely good. But here's the thing, like, sometimes we do this and it's like, man, look what Patrick Mahomes did. I'd love to have that. Well, that's not real. Like, there's only one guy right now that can do that. But, like, this is just drafting players.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
The Falcons literally could have drafted any of those guys.
Mm-hmm.
They were all available to them because, mm-hmm, they had a higher draft pick than the Eagles in every single one of those drafts.
Correct.
A lot of those guys, we asked for them to draft
because
it would have been awesome if they would have gotten them. And then, you know, do we want to go through the last four for the Falcons or no?
No, we don't have to.
You don't need to do that?
You know who they are.
You know who they are.
Yeah, you know who they are.
And some of it is due to injury, for sure.
Yeah,
and that's part of it. But like,
but that's what,
that's why they're in the Super Bowl, man.
They're in the Super Bowl because they hit on their draft picks, and the draft picks are contributing.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And they're contributing on rookie money.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you can get your, that's why you see with the Chiefs, obviously got Patrick Mahomes, but their defense, most of them, for the most part, are all still on rookie deals. You know, on their original deals. And so when you look at the two corners that Philly got, if they let go of Darius Slay this offseason, those are going to be you don't have to pay him for three more years.
Yeah, he just re-upped last draft.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
For starters for the next 3 years.
Mm-hmm. That's why you don't fall off when you lose the heart, the soul, the core of your football team. Like they lost in Kelce and, mm-hmm, Fletcher Cox.
Yeah.
And B. Graham.
Because you draft their replacements.
And their replacements sit back and learn from them dudes.
Yep.
And they don't transfer portal where they get to go nowhere. They just got to sit there and learn.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, you're going to have a more successful football team. It helps that, you know, you hit on a second round quarterback.
That helps.
You know, and then
now you've paid him.
And now you paid him. And then you were able to finagle for a true number one wide receiver. But the biggest thing for them is always be consistent. That damn offensive line. Their offensive line has been always consistent. Lane Johnson's been there forever. He was drafted number 4, I think, out of Oklahoma, mm-hmm. and has been there consistent. They replaced Peters. They replaced Peters with
Mailata. That's crazy.
Dickerson's inside. Yeah. I mean, they turned Mekhi Becton into damn near an all-pro guard. Mm-hmm. I mean, this team knows how to draft. They know how to coach.
Develop.
And then their general manager, who rightfully so came back after that Chip Kelly debacle, told Sirianni, I'm going to pick your damn coordinators. All you got to do is not mess this thing up.
Here they are.
And there they are.
And they were able to go get, you know, Saquon.
Yes.
That helped too.
Yeah.
So they draft good. They sign good free agents. They make good trades. They develop guys. And that's how you make the Super Bowl.
Damn right.
Simple as that. I think we fixed it. Hey, caller number 6 right now, 404-726-0929. We're going to send you to go see Nine Inch Nails in concert for their Peel It Back Tour 2025 coming up in September. Caller number 6 right now, 404-726-0929. We'll come back with the back page with Bo after this.
Ow.
20 minutes away from getting back into the big story of the day. Spent a little bit of time on what happened with the Hawks last night. They're back at it tonight. Second half of back-to-back. They got that makeup game against Houston.
Yes.
Houston beat the Celtics last night in Boston. So they're going to be exhausted. Long flight. Perfect time to be playing them. Brandon Adams is going to join us at 1:20 as well. Talk some college football with him. We'll get to an AMA at 1:40 to close out the show.
I know you're playing a cameo. And yesterday I saw a video of the Eagles fan. They made a Super Bowl song. I don't know if it's this song or another cameo song. It was the greatest thing ever, man. About them going to the Super Bowl.
Uh-huh.
It's like the old school, the Super Bowl Shuffle?
Oh, really?
Some family, they were Eagles fans that made it. And what the dad, I'm assuming, was dressed like cameo.
Wow.
Freaking awesome.
And this is just came out? Like,
yeah,
this,
yes.
This year for this year's
about the
Super
Commanders.
Bowl?
No, they're talking about the Commanders and they won the Super Bowl. It was so awesome.
See, that's the thing.
It was so awesome.
That's the stuff on social media that I absolutely love. Because there are so many people out there that are so talented and creative, and like they get this platform and this outlet, they can put it out there. So many people are so funny.
Yes.
That's why, like, as much as, you know, kind of bristle at it, and I'm not joining any new apps and stuff like that, I'm going to stay on the ones I'm on because people are hilarious. Like, there's too much good comedy on there to be walking away from that free thing. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Falcons fans are reason enough to stay on Twitter forever. They're hilarious. They're so funny. Every time anything happens, there's just like this onslaught of comedy that comes because it's what it has to be. Like, we got to do something. Otherwise, you know, I mean, it's great. It's this great outlet for people that have a lot of creativity. I know it's a lot of negativity too, but there's some good stuff on
there. Interesting news here. The Warriors will retire Andre Iguodala.
I just saw that.
Very interesting.
Yeah. A key part of championship
he
runs.
Was. He was.
Key part of the dynasty.
He was. Okay. I thought it was interesting.
Plus, it's number 9. Like, nobody's wearing 9. Is it easier to retire the numbers of guys that have random numbers?
I don't know. Because think about
wearing 9 in basketball.
Think about it is like, you don't want to give away the good numbers.
Right.
You know what I mean?
You can't just retire 23.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Right. Or I guess every team might, but what, you know
but
what I mean?
But eventually they will.
Yeah. Like, everyone team probably will eventually.
Yes.
But like, an NFL team can't retire, I don't know, what's
10 or something.
10. Or
I'm sure they can if he's like an all-time great or something.
Yeah.
But I know we were talking, because this is some good conversation. We talked about, can Josh Allen get over this and everything like that? And then they were thinking about, like, the greatest, because he's not going to fall off. He's playing. Now, his team might be up and down the person, but Josh Allen's going to be an all-time great, I think.
Seems like it.
And then you're like, well, what do you rank him as, like, if you look at it, if you don't win a Super Bowl? I was like, Dan Marino. Because, I mean, Dan Marino is, if you ever ask anybody to play against Dan, watch Dan, Dan was the most talented thrower of the football ever. Mm-hmm. But he don't have one, you know, and would Josh go down to that category like that? I don't know. I just think that, like, somebody's got, of those 4 dudes, and it might not even be one of those 3 dudes, but somebody's got to be Nick Foles.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's got to be Eli.
Mm-hmm.
It's just one of those things. It has to be that guy.
Yeah, I mean, look, the Chiefs aren't going to, I know it's crazy to say,
you know what I mean?
But they're not going to win the Super Bowl every
year.
They're not going to do it.
Think
every,
so.
I know, again, this would be the first 3-peat ever, so we're right in the middle of them winning it every year.
Yeah.
So maybe it's not a good time to have that opinion, but they're not going to win it every year. It's too impossible to do that in football. There's just too many variables, injuries, whatever. Like, Patrick Mahomes, knock on wood, it doesn't happen seriously, but like, he's never had like a serious time-missing injury in a season before.
No.
It happens to everybody, man. It's the NFL. Hopefully it doesn't happen to him, but it's happened to everybody before him.
Right.
Like, there's just going to be a year where they don't have their best because of whatever. Like, maybe they sign the wrong guy or somebody gets injured, whatever it is, where you're going to have your opportunity. You just can't miss that opportunity.
And that's the thing about it. It's like, which one? That's what I said. We keep talking about Lamar. We keep talking about Lamar, Josh, and Joe.
Uh-huh.
What if it's not one of them?
I know. Because there's other really good quarterbacks. Because it might be Jalen in 10 days.
Yeah.
It might be.
It might be. But, I'm just talking about the guys on that side. What if it's I was going to say C.J. Stroud or somebody like that.
Duval.
What if it's Trevor
What if it's them?
Any excuse to do that is perfect. But you're right about it. Like, those are the guys that are in the conversation right now, most specifically Lamar and Josh Allen. And my thought on it is, they'll probably, if they continue playing the way that they are, which there's no reason to think that they won't. They both played this great for a really long time. Usually guys that are that great for a prolonged period of time, usually you get one.
Yeah.
Right?
Just one.
You get one. Aaron Rodgers got one.
Yeah.
Right? He was great for a really long time.
Ben Roethlisberger got two.
Ben got a couple. Yes. Right? Yeah. Elway had to wait all the way to the end, but he finally got a couple.
Right.
Right? But not everybody does. Like, Philip Rivers, incredible quarterback, played a great career.
Never
got one. Matt Ryan, incredible quarterback, played a great long career. Never got one. Almost got one. Should have got one.
Right.
But didn't quite get one. You just look at, like, the greats that are in the Hall of Fame, quarterback-wise. Usually they got one.
At least one.
Right? Favre's got one. Could have maybe had more. Went to a couple but had one.
Mm-hmm.
So you think that Josh Allen and Lamar, but then, okay, so if Josh Allen gets one, that's one that Mahomes didn't get, that's one that Burrow didn't get, and that's one that Lamar didn't get. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So can they all get one? I don't know about that.
Somebody's going to be left out.
Yeah, somebody's going to be left out. There's going to be another guy on the list of greatest quarterbacks of all time to not get one.
Yeah. All right.
I don't know. It's a long list.
It's a long damn list.
It is. Now, but there's also, again, a lot of the guys have won, and, you know, I don't know. All right, let's get to the back page with Bo. Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. Hello, Bo.
So you really don't think that Liam Cohen was being patronizing to Jags fans?
No.
He just dumb and didn't know the freaking say Duval?
Not dumb.
I don't think he's dumb. I think he
didn't study.
No,
come on. It's not hard to find tape of that.
I think it's.
But the look on his face.
And that's the thing, Bo, look at him and then look and see if, like, Duval, if it comes out of him,
it
would not look right. You know what I mean?
The way it looked on his face, it looked like to me that he was making fun of it. That's why.
That would be bad. That'd be really bad.
Let me watch the tape.
That would be really bad if he made fun of it.
He'd be off to a bad start.
That would be really bad if he made fun of it. So, I don't believe that.
But he wanted to throw that into his press conference so bad that he just did it.
But you had it wrong.
Just like Brian Kelly was
doing. No. He's just awkward.
Yeah.
You watch the body language after he says it.
I don't remember Urban Meyer saying it.
He's just awful.
I don't remember Peterson saying it.
I know people like this. I got friends like this. He's just awkward.
Do fans give him an A for effort, or is he like? Is that a bad strike for fans?
It's one of those things, you know. If they win 11 games next year, no one will care.
That's a good point. Yeah. Win, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's all that matters.
So let's just hope that with Pete Carroll down in Las Vegas now that we get more of this.
Fans come from. We do want to fill our stadium up with our guys. I know that we have a good draw for people from out of town. There you go. That's what I'm talking
Can we get
about.
More Marshawn Lynch interrupting
Sign him.
What would you
bring him back?
Running backs coach?
Marshawn can't tote that field no more.
Coach some people on some stuff.
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know.
I'm just curious.
I think Marshawn's having a good time doing what Marshawn's doing.
Who do you think he will be around more, the Seahawks or the Raiders?
Marshawn?
Yeah.
Probably Raiders.
Yeah, probably,
but again, neither one of them are where he is. Like, he's in Oakland.
Yeah, I know.
You know?
I know, but
he grew up a Raiders fan.
Yeah, right. And he played for him for a minute. But if they were in Oakland, I think easy, right?
Oh, yeah, easily.
I think his main residence is in Oakland where he does a lot of his charity
stuff.
But I'm saying,
when he wants to hang out,
I think it'll probably be Raiders, partially because him and Pete,
right?
And the Raiders are his childhood, and he played for him. It's an interesting question.
Marshawn Lynch on the sideline and somewhere in press conferences every time the Raiders come. Just somewhere. Speaking of press conferences, here's Aaron Glenn cursing because he's a Jet.
But here's what I do know. We're the freaking New York Jets, so we're built for this.
Why with the freaking New York Jets?
Yeah,
give us the full
cuss twice or cuss none?
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. I love AG. I'm so happy for him to getting a job.
I was really hoping we were going to see him come down to New Orleans. He went down there and interviewed. I think
Mick Lewis would have been there, but that was dysfunctional as hell.
What does he think being the New York Jets is.
I don't know.
And means.
I don't know. You think about when have the Jets been like a proud organization?
1967.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, when have they been a proud, like, franchise?
Yeah. Outside of the blip Rex Ryan years, my whole life, they've been a laughingstock.
Yeah.
Well, maybe he's going to turn around.
I'm scared.
And again, I hope he does. I'm rooting for him. But, like, we're the freaking New York Jets.
You know, I can't stand the Jets. You know me. You know how I feel about them damn Jets. But I like AG, man.
Exactly.
I really like AG.
It's like Notre Dame and Marcus Freeman. It's like, I want him to do good, but I also hate the team that he coaches.
No. Speaking of weird, here's Jerry Jones taking over Brian Schottenheimer's press conference.
What I would say to you is I got here taking shots. Good things have happened. Let me tell you something. There's some stuff to be had over there where not many people go. There is. Don't think for one minute I won't take a shot.
That's a blank show right there.
It is. It is. His son was being all dismissive and like the so-called drought.
About
30 years, man. Like, you guys haven't been in
there. Where exactly do we take shots, Jerry?
There's a very low percentage of this that is smiles and glory holes.
Damn, Jerry.
Very low percentage.
Jerry, come on, man.
Damn, Jerry. That's such a dysfunction. Because it's the damn Cowboys, most glamorous organization, most expensive organization, or whatever you want to call it, most valuable team in the world.
A great brand.
Like, in the world.
Yep.
You know? And so, they're worth all this money, but yet Jerry don't want to spend it, really, on free agents. But Jerry's always been an in-house type guy ever since he started winning Super Bowls. He's been an in-house pay your guy.
Yeah, ever since he decided to change the philosophy and be not.
That's why so many of these dudes love him, because he pays them.
Mm-hmm.
Jerry pays his guy. He pays the guy he's drafted and blah, blah, blah. You see, for the most part, they work out. But now they're up against it because Dak's contract is $90 million. So you got to restructure that. You got to pay him. You got to pay Micah.
Got to do it.
Like, they're in trouble, man.
Yep.
They're in trouble.
And, you know, they keep hiring yes men.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't want to change any of the way himself. That things are going.
So yeah, he wants to be comfortable.
He wants all the credit.
Yeah.
He's a credit whore.
So speaking of taking shots, are we now taking charity shots? So we talked about already how Bill's Mafia raised money for Mark Andrews' charity.
Mm-hmm.
So now the Ravens flock, which, come on, can we come up with a better name for your fan base, please? All right, it's just weird. Now the Ravens flock has took to group. I mean, no, what's not? What's the pay
GoFundMe?
Yes, the Summit Center for Autism is Dalton Kincaid's charity that he supports.
Okay,
they have now they set a GoFundMe for $10,000. They have surpassed that. And the Ravens flock, if you're a Ravens fan out there, you're now being encouraged to go donate to the Summit Center for Autism. So is that now making fun of Dalton Kincaid for dropping a pass that he could have probably caught?
You know how first of all, you know how I have an autistic daughter, so you know my love for that cause. But come on, man.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Because they're not just going to do it anyway.
Right. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like,
you weren't going to do it anyway.
Yeah, come on, man.
But I guess it's making a positive.
It's making a positive. It is, man. And I can't, that's why I can't, you know.
There's just part of it that feels.
That's what I'm saying.
Some part of it feels a little wrong.
Like, why don't.
But it's good. The money's going to a good cause.
It's going to a good cause and everything like that. But whatever, man.
I know. It feels
dirty.
I don't know what the right word. Dirty. Yeah, but that's not even.
I don't.
Kind of.
Because that's what I said. Why didn't they send. Why didn't Bills Mafia send stuff to Patrick Mahomes' charity?
Yeah. He played great.
So if he would have threw an interception, y'all would have won. Mm-hmm. Then y'all would have sent money to his foundation?
100%. Yes. 100%. Okay. That's what they would have done.
All right, man.
That Dalton can. Or sorry, the Mark Andrews one, they've raised. Like $100,000.
And it's freaking awesome.
It is really
it's
good.
Awesome. It's really it good. Is. It's so awesome.
Those aren't the same, by the way. Mark Andrews' drop and Dalton Kincaid's aren't the same.
I don't understand why people don't understand.
Dalton Kincaid
was laying out.
Yeah, it was way harder.
Much
catch.
Difficult, more
dude,
difficult.
Dude, I'm telling
catch,
you, I've had balls like that. This is to catch.
Yeah.
It is hard as hell to
totally
catch that
different.
Ball. But you got to catch it.
Got to catch it.
You got to catch it.
Yeah, that's the similarity. They both got to catch it. But like Mark Andrews was a wide open drop.
You got to catch
was,
it.
Yeah.
Such a nasty song.
What kind of. Yeah. Never mind. All right, we'll come back. I was going to say Flock of Ravens isn't even the name of a group of ravens.
What is it?
No, it's not a murder. Murder's a crow. What is a raven?
An unkindness.
Unkindness.
Of ravens.
Yeah. That would sound. You could figure out
the
some
unkind?
Way. Yeah.
Just call their fan group the unkind? That'd be way better.
Much better.
Way better.
Ravens fans out there.
There you go. It's easy. All you got to do is ask us. Free ideas
we will
every
gladly
day.
Come up with a name
free
for
ideas from 11 to 2 every day. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.